Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Simon English. He's a correspondent at the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show. Let's talk about one of my favourite subjects, Goldman Sachs. I'm the only person who turned down a job that I know of. Yeah, crazy times. List here, Venezuela, commodity trading, Donald Trump, fixed income. Have they lost the plot?
Well, it's interesting. Some people are beginning to ask exactly that. Now, like any investment bank, they've always had wobbles. They've always had periods where they're in trouble, periods when things are going wrong, but never this many things at the same time, I don't think. So they're too close to the Trump administration, is a feeling, from a reputational point of view. That's not working out for them. That people are saying, why are Goldman so in bed with this administration? The fixed income trading has been bad, and that's supposed to be what Goldman Sachs are brilliant at. Commodities trading is the same. Fixed income trading, commodities trading, that's where Goldman has traditionally made, you know, most of their money. Suddenly they're not doing so well there. The other bit of the business, the advisory side, the mergers and acquisitions, that bit's okay, but that's not where Goldman pockets most of its money. It's also done this bond deal in Venezuela, which is very bad from a reputational point of view. It also looks like it's losing money. Since they bought those Venezuelan bonds, Venezuela's blown up. They must be down on that deal.
Yeah.
And there's just this increasing feeling, I think, particularly in the States, of, is this bank all right? Is this the beginning of, you've had decades of this bank always looking at it as the smartest operator on the street. And suddenly people are going, it doesn't look so smart at the moment.
But in terms of the old films, the old books, okay, it was cool to be a banker, made millions and millions and millions and gazillions, but is it no longer cool to be a trader, a banker at one of these big houses?
It's a lot less cool, isn't it? So there's a whole generation now of young people who might otherwise have gone to Goldman, and now they don't want to do that. They want to make the most exciting app that anyone's ever come up with that makes a load of money. And even if they are financially minded, well, they want to go into fintech. I think the idea of going to Goldman or JP Morgan or something, it is less appealing to those guys. And I think that they know that that's a problem. Both of those two big banks are aware of that issue because they're losing out on people that they, real clever 25-year-olds, that they previously would have snapped up. And now, like you, Moose, are choosing to go and do something else.
So, were you ever tempted to go and work for Goldman Sachs?
Believe it or not, mate, they've never actually asked me.
What would the answer have been?
I can't think of anything worse. I mean, it's such a constrained environment, isn't it? And in the past, that was always part of its strength. It's this secretive place, and everyone loves working there because you make a lot of money, and everything's going right. At the moment, they've got this situation where, A, then people are still working absurd hours, I'm sure, and giving their life to this bank. And also, it's not even going very well.
There's the thought. So you're not off to Goldman Sachs. So the Evening Standard.
I think I'll be there for a while.
Wonderful. I hope your boss is watching. Simon, thank you very much indeed.